Rambam Beis Amud Aleph, by the two dots, about six lines down. So Ad Kamloi Pligi Rabban Olei El B'Machshir Emila. Rabban only argue on Rabbi Yezer in regards to whether Machshir Emila or Deuch Shabbos or not. Aba Mila Gufa Dibre Kol is Deuch Shabbos. But Mila itself, we know, is Deuch Shabbos. Nobody argues on that. The Chachamim agrees, Rabbi Yezer agrees, everybody agrees that Mila itself overrides Shabbos. So Minolan, how do we know that? Amr Ula Halacha. So both Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak say that it's halacha of Moshe Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was told explicitly on Har Sinai that Mila is Deuch Shabbos. Meister. The boy is going to challenge this idea that the source of the halacha that Mila is Deuch Shabbos the source of Mila Deuch Shabbos being Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Mor is going to challenge that. Like I gave you an introduction yesterday, because we have a rule that even though we spoke about this before, that when the Torah gives Halacha in place A, the right to extrapolate it to place B is because that was the Rishonim told us that's how the Torah works. We're not for that. They couldn't say, well, it seems illogically it should apply to B. That's very nice, but how do you know what the Rishonim wanted? Because the Rishonim told us, but also, the Rishonim also said by Halacha, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, they stay put. So if it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you're going to have a problem. Meisvim, and nine, the Bikuch Nefesh Adoch Hashem Shabbos. So we had in Yuma, how do you know the Bikuch Nefesh Adoch Hashem Shabbos? The more I went through five or six different sources. But one of the sources is Rabbi Elozer Ben Azariah Armor, for the one part of the body to get it to be in its proper function, where Deuch Shabbos, the meal is Deuch Shabbos. So Kavu Charmel Pikuch Nefesh, which is all of the parts of the body to get them to function the way they're supposed to, the person shall live. Obviously, it's a Kavu Charmel Deuch Shabbos. So we learn out from meal of the Pikuch Nefesh based on the Kavu Charmel. Now, the problem is, halacha, if you're going to assume that the source for the halacha, that Mila Deuch Shabbos is a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, so Kavu Charmel me halacha mi yasi, can you learn the Kavu Charmel based on a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim? We don't do that. But Tanya, Amala Rebbe, Shui Rebbe Eliezer, really. So the Gemara has a discussion in Masechtas Pesachim, whether it's in both places. We're discussing that Rikiu makes a Kavu Charmel that if there's a din by Revius Dam, if a Nozer will touch Revius Dam, that he has to go through his process of if a person goes into the same oil as Revius Dam, so that requires the Nozer became Tomei Meis, and he would lose the days that he counted until that point in time. And he would have to go through the process of bringing the Karmen Tum of a Nozer, and then restart his calculation, his whatever his Nazirus was, how many days it was. Now, there are certain things which the Nozer becomes Tomei with, which, even though he's Tomei, he doesn't get the process of losing his earlier days and going through the whole process of Korban Tumah. He has to retire himself, and that's it. He doesn't lose the days that he counted up to that point in time. He doesn't have to bring the Korban Tumah. Korban Tumah only applies to Tumah's Meis. Korban Tumah for a Nozer, part of his responsibility of a Nozer, not to become Tamei L'Meis. He became Tamei L'Meis. Does he lose or not? So Rekiba says, a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kesara to Revius Dam. So Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, so he said to him, Akiva, Etzim Kisara is Matame, is a locha. That which you know, that is a stone the size of a barley corn that has a din of Tumah, is a locha of Moshe Mitzrayim. the Revius Dam, you're looking at Revius Dam, a Kabbal Kermer. The main done in Kabbal Kermer, Mehalacha, we don't learn a Kabbal Kermer from Alacha Moshe Mesinai. So how can you learn if the source of Mila Bidecha Shabbos is Alacha Moshe Mesinai? You wouldn't have to learn from there to Pekuch Nefesh. So clearly, Rebbe Elozar Azariah, which says Mila teaches you Pekuch Nefesh with the Kabbal Kermer, is understanding that Mila's source is not a Alacha Moshe Mesinai. Ella Omer Rebbe Elozar, this is Rebbe Elozar, the Amara, Asa Ois Ois. It says by Shabbos Ois, and it says by Mila Ois. So we say that this comes to tell me that the Ois of Mila is applicable even on Shabbos, which means if Mila will come out to fall out on Shabbos, it's Deicher Shabbos. Morris says that that's true. Ella Miata Tfilin Nixib Be Ois, Behen Ois, Litzki Shabbos. Tfilin also says Ois by Tfilin. So therefore, Tfilin should have the same Xerah Shabbos. And tell me that that Tfilin also should be Deicher Shabbos if necessary. So you're right. Ella Asya Bris Bris. Rather learning out from Ois Ois, Shabbos is also referred to as a Bris, and Bris Milah is obviously referred to as a Bris. Tefillin is never referred to as a Bris. So to tell you that the Bris of Milah applies even on Shabbos. Morris says, okay. Morris says, Golo Dixi Be Bris. Litki Shabbos. So why is this halacha that the Shabbos only applies to a katan who's 8 days old? His meal is Decha Shabbos. You have a situation where a person is, he's the father never gave him a bris meal. He turns 13 years old. He has a chiyuv now to give himself a meal. That meal is not Decha Shabbos. Well, I don't understand why not. It says bris in reference to the chiyuv of the gadol to be girl. Give himself mila, it says as we see hefar he kares the kares. Person doesn't do the mila, he gets kares. Now, if you don't do mila on a cotton, the day that he's on the eighth day, he doesn't get kares. So, what's the pasuk referring to? It says the person doesn't do mila gets kares. It's referring to a person who's of majority. He's a gadol. He's not giving himself a mila. That's where it applies. So that pasuk is referring to a gadol, and it's not derech Shabbos. But if it's based on bris, so let it. The gadol k'sibei bris litzki Shabbos. The verse is okay, fine. Ella asya duris duris. So it says by the bris mila it says duris. Every Shabbos also it says duris. Now that pasuk of duris only says a bris mila of the katan, but not a bris mila of the gadol. So that's why the bris mila of a gadol is not derech Shabbos, but the bris mila of a katan is because it says duris. Morris says Duras. Well, okay. Tzitzis the Sibay Duras, Litki Shabbos. It says Duras in the Parsha of Tzitzis, it says the Duras Techem. So why don't we learn out that Tzitzis are Derech Shabbos? So we're not clear. Elamur of Nachem Yitzchok, Don an Ois Bris Bedaris, the Ois Bris Bedaris. The Gzeres Shabbos was two things which both have in common. The words ois, bris, and duris are learned from one from the other. So, although the other ones don't have all three elements, they have one or the other, but not all three. But bris has the word ois, it has the word bris, and it has the word duris. And Shabbos also has the word ois, bris, and duris. The words ois, bris, and duris. That is the source that Rabbi Elozar says, or eventually modified by Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok. It's based on the drush of the Xerah Shabbos of these words.
Okay. Is this the first time you've run across a multi-word Xerah Shabbos?
Probably. Yes. To Rashi. But Tanya, the fourth line from the top, himself as Nazar, Akiva, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Etzim Kisara Halacha. Show you Rabbi Akiva done Kabbal Kermer. Rabbi Akiva was calculating out a Kabbal Kermer. Menayin Rabbi Yisdam, Hameis Shanozim Megalech Al Oholoi. How do we know by Revias Adam, person, that a nozer has a locha of Tumas oil, that the Tumas oil of Revias Adam, that the Tumas there, that's not the Joshua, we know that. But has a locha, have a locha, that nozer is Megalech, he has to cut his hair and start over again. How do we know that? He says, it's a Kabbal Karma. My etzim kisara she'enem atama boil nozim megalech amago umaso etzim kisara that we know Allah is nozim is megalech on touching it or carrying it. There's no din tumas oil by an etzim kisara. Tumas oil by atzomus is you have to have either roiv minyan or roiv binyan or the Shedra, the Gogolis, which those are nicker that the person is Adam. So that's true by Etzim Kisar, which doesn't have Tumas oil. If he is Dam Shematama Ba'oil, they see about called Nefesh Mesh Lo Yavoi, we darshan any type of whatever the minimal amount you would need for a Nefesh, which is a small individual Chazal that needs Revias Dam. So Nefesh Mesh Lo Yavoi, Seinodin, Shanozim Megaleach Olea. The Kalvo Chomer that you should have din of tumas nozabi megalech. Ba'amar le Rabbi Lozer Akiva etzim kasar alocha l'moshem yisina she knows that alocha she knows megalech is a alocha l'moshem yisina. It's not explicit anywhere in any pasuk. V'yistam atzabor lilmen mimena b'kalvo Chomer. You want to learn out v'yistam from etzim kasar based on a Kalvo Chomer. Well, they done a kavul chomer. May Allah, you can't make a kavul chomer based on a loch on Moshe Sinai. Lord, the Torah shabal peh lidarish b'yagibal midas. The Torah should be ksav was given. So Rashi says, where do you draw the line? Torah should be ksav was written lidarish b'yagibal midas. That was Moshe was given bal peh. He wasn't given any rishus to make any drushes on it. He said, this is it, and that's it. You can't make Kavul Chomer based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai.
Right.
The Kavul Chomer was given for the dinim of the Torah Shabbat. You make a Kavul Chomer. Now, 95% of the Torah Shabbat is explaining Torah Shabbat. So that's, it's not independent to Halacha. So it's not called Torah Shabbat in that sense. It's, but you have Halacha Moshe Mesinai are things which are explicitly Baal Peh and not Bichsav. As opposed to I say, well, this is shot in the Pasuk. This is what the pasuk means. That's me explaining the pasuk. Well, I have a kabbal chomer based on it. Okay, that's fine. Well, don't turn about back because the Rangel said it. Yeah, but the Rangel is saying shot in the pasuk of chumash. That's not called turn about back. That's called turn about back. Asa oisayis b'shabbes ksiv ki oisi milu ksiv v'hoyel ois bris ma'ala halam b'shabbes avkam b'shabbes. So just like over there it's Shabbos. Over here also the bris will take place on Shabbos. If that's the halacha, the gzeirah shabbos, we're told to Moshe Rabbeinu which words to use. So if we have the words, he was told on Har Sinai to use the words oisayis. Shtevidul is rosh and nemer. So the gemar minayin, minon nami tefillin. So ois tami tefillin also. Elamor says asa brispris. How would the oisayis le nemer b'sinai? No. That wasn't what was said. When Adam done Gzeirah Shabbos Meyatzah, the person came back up his own Gzeirah Shabbos. Al Hachta Bris never Besinai. Must be what was really said was Bris. So we're lacking in a clear transmission of what the Gzeirah Shabbos was, and we're trying to work backwards and say, okay, this must have been the Gzeirah Shabbos. Gzeirah Shabbos must have been Oisayis. No, that would be problematic. Gzeirah Shabbos must have been Bris. Okay, the Morris says. What's the bris? The bris number. The bris number of a sinai. The Shabbos ksiv bris. There was some bris alone. It says, well, obviously, by bris milah, it says bris. That we know. The Shabbos also says bris. There are some bris alone. Verse okay. Gadol ben sholosh esrei the habi milah shel bezman. Also the ksiv bris. This is where real zohar shol yomel sar esbrisi hefar. Oral doesn't do the bris. Gets he's over the mitzvah bris and he's chayv koris. By krobagol ksiv, that this pasuk is referring to a gadol. How do we know? Mechayev lechorus. It's a chiyev chorus. Shem loy malu aviv. A person, his father did not give him a milah. Chayev lo malus atzma. He must give himself a milah. Well, it's Shabbos, so that's clearly talking about the case of the bris of not a 8th day bris, but a bris of a person who's a gadol, and it's that should be done for Shabbos because it says the word bris. But not reading the command, the filo yom tov ena doicha el bisman. Even yom tov, you need bris, only bris bila bisman is doicha. Bris bila shalom bisman is not doicha. Not only is not doicha Shabbos, not even doicha yom tov. So, if the source is bris, we got a problem. The more source got the source is doris. Shabbos see the doris and bisalom. Milas katan see but mention nashimim. Yimolochem calls the chor lo doris seichem. So it says doris by both of them. And that's only by, it only says by katan, the word darus. So Mor says, no, that's not going to work either, because what about tzitzit? So Mor says, yeah, we have to have all three. So then Mor, back in the Gemara, halfway down the page, Rabbi Yochan and Omer Kroah, so Rabbi Yochan says again, how do you know that Mila is Deich HaShabbos? Not from Lachom Moshe Sinai, not from the Gzeir HaShava. Omer Kroah, Bayom HaFilah B'Shabbos. It says, the extra word, that it says, "Bayam Hashmini, Bayam Hashmini, Yimol B'sar Alasam." I think it's also the pasuk. Uvayim Hashmini Yimol B'sar Olosav. Beginning of Parshat Tazviyah. So Bayim Darshan Filu B'Shabbos. That day even in Shabbos. Because it could have said Hashmini. Why does it say Bayim? So Darshan Filu B'Shabbos. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochum. Okay. Elamiyat Mechusurei Kapar. Let's see Behu Bayim. Achinami Didochu Shabbos. So the case of the Mechusurei Kapar. It says that they, when they come, they go through the process of Tahara. And then also, on their when they finish the process of Tahara, they bring their Karbonis on the 8th day. So they're called Mechusa Chorah, the Zava, the Mitzurah, the Mitzuras. They have to bring a Korban to allow them to become Torah. It says Bayarim also, so they should be Deicha Shabbos. You know, they should be allowed to bring those Karbonis on Shabbos. And that's not true, but why not? If you make this Rasha like you're saying. That pasuk is coming to tell me that the kabbonis have to be brought by day, not to tell me that it's Deicha Shabbos. So Mar says, so maybe the pasuk over here by Mila also, the loch of the Mila has to be done by day. So this pasuk is telling me B'yayim and not B'layla. So it's not telling me that it's Deicha Shabbos. More answers, no, ahumi ben shmanasimim nafka. That which we know it has to be day as opposed to the night, it says ben shmanasimim, he's 7 days old, he's 8 days old, he has to have days, so by day. The Mora says, well, you know what? If you're telling me that, so by the case of the Karbonus Mechusori Kaporo, Hainami, there's a pasuk, ubayom tzava say nafka, that, it says that the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah to Kleisel to get with Arshem Bayom Sabasai Bayom, you're bringing Karbonis and not Belial. So by Chazar Kapar, the word Bayom is extra. So the same way you tell me the word Bayom is extra by Mila it's Deicha Shabbos, Chazar Kapar, also the word Bayom is extra and it should be Deicha Shabbos. More no answers that's not true. Even though we know that in general kabbonis have to be brought by day, based on the word b'yom tzavosoi, the words b'yom tzavosoi. So l'chara the word b'yom by bringing the korban of the mitzara or the zov, it should be extra. They know from b'yom tzavosoi. It's not extra. I need it for itself. Why? I know the Kabbalah has to be brought by day, itzricha b'chasocha. That's Rabbi Nachman, because I could have thought to say, hol b'chasoch mon alei lasuye b'dalus. V'la'alonami leisei k'mash melon. There's an extraordinary element which we find by the dinam b'chasar kapara. The Torah comes along and says, this is the karma you got to bring. You can't afford it, bring this instead. Now, a person of Mechal of Shabbos, Vishargeg, brings a karma chattas, can't afford it, tough luck on him. Person eats chaylev, Vishargeg, brings a karma chattas, can't afford it, tough luck on him. Person is moil and hektish, he brings karma noshim, he can't afford it, tough luck on him. Well, I can't afford it, you know. And all of a sudden, we hear by Mechsar Kippur, bring this. If you can't afford it, bring this instead. So the Torah is seemingly being makel on him, this kula of dalus, of bringing it, being impoverished, bringing it different things. I might think that maybe it's different than other kibbonis, and Lila should also be permitted. Therefore, I need the Pesach Pasuk over there by Mechsar Kippur to say that no, Lila is not acceptable. Kamashim. So Maslow Ravina says, 1 second. If you believe that we've sort of like opened up the possibility that Mechsar Kippur are dealt with differently because of the kula of Dalus, and therefore you would think even Lila is acceptable, and you need to tell me that Lila is not acceptable, so 1 second, maybe you don't need a kayat. El Me'atza, Yehei Zor Kosher Ben. How do you know you need a kayat? Yehei Einan Kosher Ben. Even a kayat, but a kayat which is is an einan, which means he's immediately after the one of his seven close relatives have been deceased. He's posted for hakrava. How do we know? Maybe the Torah is mekel. If the only kind available is a kind of an einan, so give the guy a kibbara, right? Maybe that should be acceptable.
You know, he's known, he still has things that he can't do because he's a kohen, right?
Right, but the halacha that a kohen brings karbonis, and the karbonis, the halacha that an einan brings a korban, an onan kohen brings a korban, the korban is possible. So we're saying that, but over here it should be kosher, according to your thought process. So Ravina's point is elamai. You see that there's no pasuk to help you out with that. So, and we see that that's not true. The answer is this is a korban like any other korban. So also b'yayim is like any other korban. So the word bayayim is extra, because I'm not going to assume it's different than other kabbonis. So Morris says no. Ha'ahadre kro, I had a havamina that the day and night is different, and over here there's a special kula, nighttime is acceptable. And the pasuk came and said no, this is only bayayim. So my conclusion is the Torah is saying it's similar to other kabbonis. So now I'll know, understand by myself that Zor and Einan are not acceptable. Okay, that's what Nachman instructs. Let's see Rashi. But Yom Afilu B'Shav is basically halfway down the page. Rabbi Yochanan says, "But Yom Afilu B'Shav, you like see B'Shmini Yimo." Yom Shmini. Now Rashi says, 1 second. The Mora said, Konya B'liezer, the top of the page, by Yom HaShmini tells me that the Mashir Madaicha. So what does he do with it? According to Rabbi Yochanan Shpshat, what does B'liezer do? B'liezer, the Afke, the Mashir. So according to B'liezer, that Mashir Madaicha Shabbos, see, he's going to have to hold that meal itself is Milatz Mahalochihi. Meal itself is Daicha Shabbos, that's Halach Moshe Mezina. Mila, right. Makshir is the pasuk by Yom HaShmini. Well, according to Eliezer, who holds that, this the Kavachomer, Pikuah Nevesh, Lo Yaseleh, the Kavachomer, Memila, El Mikroy, Nafgaleh, the community of the Parak, Basu, the Yom. But rather, looks at the meal that Pikuah Nevesh, the Dechah Shabbos, according to Eliezer, you don't learn it out from a Kavachomer from Mila to Pikuah Nevesh. There are other sources of the Gemara and Yom. So Eliezer will have to hold to one of the other sources. Sorry, Kapara. Kol Tameim Shehutzuchu LeKorban. People which are telling me which their process of Tahara requires a Korban to allow them to come to her. Zob, Zob, Yerledes, Mitzera, Nemar behem uba yom hashmini. All of them says the same phrase. Uba yom hashmini, you bring the carbon. So it should be daicha. So Moshe says, no, let's come and tell me b'yom avalai b'layla. Moshe says, b'yom avalai b'layla, I know from b'yom sabay, it says, b'nei yisrael akim is carbon ahem. That, b'yom avalai b'layla, the pasuk says, now, the day Kosh Baruch Hu commanded the Klai Yisrael to bring the carbon. So the main stress isn't what the person told Moshe Rabbeinu by day and not by night. So what's the day that Hashem commanded you to bring your carbonus. So we understand that the phrase means that the person's command was to bring it by day. So they have to be brought by day. Moshe says, well, I think this is different. Because Moshe says, really? Elam Yatta, Mishum the Husher, Lahabi Badalis. If you're believing that the fact that you can bring it, but we get a special dispensation when you're impoverished, you can bring a smaller korban instead of bringing two animals, you bring two birds, difference of, you know, tremendous amount of difference of money, so that kula would generate your thinking that you could bring it by night. So maybe, and gave an answer, night, not because of a posik, but yeah, Zor, but I don't kosher ben. I don't, I don't know up to the time of the mace has been buried, it's possible. He says by Kain Gadol that he does not have responsibility to have tumah to his parents. He may not be metamah to his parents. He does not leave the mikdash. And his at that point in time, his service is not mechulal. It's a valid service. It does not become chulal, which means everybody else who's an oinon can't do it. The Kohen Gadol, because of his special status, even though he's an oinon, to bring a korban. Today that his parent died, and the tzarich in the mikdash, he does not need to leave the mikdash. Al makir of oinon, he can bring a korban as an oinon. Well, yichalav, and it's which means that Allah lo yitehim mechulelus mekach. He brings a korban, and that's fine. The korban is kosher, which what. Is we derive from that, but that's only special to by the Kohen Gadol. But it seems to be because the Torah stresses by Kohen Gadol that it's not a problem. So it means apparently everybody else it is a problem.
And is that for his mother and father or for other relatives? As
well? Any one of the seven relatives. Hadrik Ruah. And the more answers, but the pasuk thought Lila is okay, and it said that's not okay. Lipsub lebehen Lila, the sibu ubayar, kermina. It's commonly said that only by day and not by night. The kimilinya Lila, Torah's called karbonis alei, and we see that the Torah treats it like other karbonis, and Lila is a problem, even though you would have thought not like that. So I realized it's like other karbonis. Therefore, Torah's karbon alei, and we deal with it as a regular karbon, that Zor and Nankayan or Einan. Kodesh and Oinon is possible. So that is the source which Rabbi Yochanan says that Mila is Dechah Shabbos. Okay. Zot Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omer Kroh Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So it says. On the eighth day, he says, stressing the eighth day, and there's a place where anything which is Shmini is Lecha Shabbos, no matter when it is. Even after the eighth day, no matter what, even on Shabbos. More says, Hashmini mi boile le mutei shmi. The Torah, the reason why the Torah said the eighth day wasn't, it's extra, it's just could have said. I mean, it needed to tell me that the mitzvah is on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. So what do you want the pasuk to do? The more answer Shvi, that which you know is not the seventh day, maybe Shemar Yamim Nafka. It's coming to exclude the day number seven. We know that because it says Ben Shemar Yamim. You've given the meal on the eighth day. So Bayam Hashmini, Yom Abbas Harar L'Soy, what's that for? Tell me, even Hashem. The more says, no, Vakati. Mibor Lechad Mutei Shvi. You're right. Ben Shmonashimim tells me that it's not in the seventh day; it has to be at least the eighth. What about the ninth day? Is the mitzvah of from the eighth day and onwards is the mitzvah of milah? There's a special mitzvah of milah dafka on the eighth day. So I need this positive. By Yom Hashmini, the Mor says, worse still, Makati Miborla Khadamut Shri, Mikhadamute Tishi. The Mikhad Habamina Shri Hu Deloy. Shri Hu Deloy Matazimne. The problem is only we only have one pasuk. We have Benjamin Ashimim. I would say, listen, you know what? You can't start before 8 days. But what happens after 8 days? Now that you couldn't do an 8 day, do it an 8 day. And you get the mitzvah of the command of doing meal. This is now the proper time. So the verse says, I need, but your machine to tell me that there's a specific mitzvah, you must do it on the 8th day. Some more said, you're right. Therefore, the correct source for that with the meal of the Shabbos is Bayoim Hashmini, Bayoim of Hilu B'Shabbos. More says, Tanya, Kabasit Rabbi Yochanan, Tilur Kabacha Bar Yaakov, the actual Brisa, which says, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the source is Bayoim, not Shmini, not like Kabacha Bar Yaakov. This is good, says Shemini Yomel Afilah B'Shabbos. You say the 8th day you do meal even on Shabbos. So one sec, what do you mean? How can you say that? Mani Mekayim Mechela Mois Yomos B'Shar Malachas Chutz B'Milah. The Torah says, but if you do Chilul Shabbos, you do Malachas Shabbos, you get killed for it. So I mean, you know, how can you tell me you'll have to do Milah? Says the answer is that's the other Malachas other than Shabbos. Other than Mila. Okay. The Brash continues, says, one second, maybe not. Maybe we're wrong. Oh, and Allah feel Mila. The puzzle is Mechala Moshi Moshi. You may not be Mechala Shabbos. I don't care what you do. Even if you do Mila, you can't do Mila on Shabbos. Ah, Yomani Mekayim Shemini. Yomol, you have to do Mila on the 8th day. Chutz Mishabbos. That's if it, long as it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But Shabbos, you can't do it. Maybe that's Shabbos. Tamalamer b'yoyim, avilim b'shabbos, extra joshua, b'yoyim, even the extra word b'yoyim, even on Shabbos. Okay. Rob is going to go through this price now, just between your mouth, explain what was the conversation that the Tan is having. This way. Well, maybe not. Maybe this way. Oh, you know, like, what was he thinking? Let's see Rashi. Shmini. Second line. About kosher Shmini, 8th day, no matter what, if it's Shabbos, even Shabbos. Uba Yaim, Lumutay Laila. Rabbi Yaakov says, that will darshan, like we saw, in regards to Mechusar Kapara, that B'yayim is coming to tell me the day and the night. So we're also, B'yayim is telling me day and the night. Shmini is extra. Thank you, Master Rebbe. The Yolf me Ubiyan. He learns that from the word Ubiyan. Okay. So do more. Amar Rav, Hai Tana Mikora Maiko Nichulei. Why did he feel confident in his drasha? Says, Shini Yamal to the Bishabbos. It's Nichulei. He's happy with these. He's at peace with that. He's at rest with that. Literally. Was sorry for my question. He said, "What's it? Maybe not." Now he's got a question. What changed? So often come. Shmini yomol afilu b'shabbos. Umani mekayim mechelam b'simos. B'sham alachas chutz mil. Shmini means even do the 8th day. I don't care what. He says, "Why the pas mechelam b'simos?" It's doing something else. Why do I feel so confident about that? Have a meal of dachim. Meal is dachim shabbos. My time. Why do I feel confident? Because I feel confident that Josh is correct. But yeah, I mean, even on Shabbos, because the Kavu Charma supporting the fact that Mila should be Derech Shabbos. What's the Kavu Charma? Kavu Charma goes like this: we're going to do a Kavu Charma based on not one is stronger, one is weaker, based on hierarchies. If A overrides B and B overrides C, then A has to be able to override C. Well, so Shabbos is Shabbos. Can't shed the animals on Shabbos. You shed the Korban Tavon on Shabbos. Good. Let's say there's only one kite in the world and this kite has Saras. No Avoider. So what's more common? Avoider is the override Shabbos and Saras overrides Avoider. And we're going to have a drasha in a second to tell me, but Mila overrides Tsaras, even though there's an issue in the Torah of cutting off the Tsaras. But if there's the Tsaras in the Mokum of the Mila, you cut off the Tsaras. You can't do that to do Avoida. Okay, now take cut off that Tsaras and therefore go do the Avoida. You can't cut off the Tsaras. It's no Avoida. No Avoida. Good. Tough luck. So, Avoida overrides Shabbos. Mila over, Tsaras overrides Avoida. And Mila overrides Tsaras. So Mila can override Tsaras. Kavachar, Mila can override Shabbos. Poshu. Ma Tsaras Shadechas Avoida. Tsaras overrides, it's stronger than Avoida. But Avoida is Dechas Shabbos. And Avoida overrides Shabbos. Mila, Dechas Oisoa. So Mila overrides Tsaras. So Tsaras overrides Avoida. Avoida overrides Shabbos. So Mila overrides Tsaras. So Shabbos shenichas from the avoda and odin shetehei mila doicha isa. So mila for sure should override Shabbos. Good. That's what the Tan assumed. Why mila doicha Shabbos? Okay. So now, oh my, oh ain't the kamar. So they said, so now why did he change his mind? That's, he said, maybe not. Why maybe not? Hutter armor. Then he says, you know what? I mean, my the tsaras kamura. How do I know that you're saying, listen, Avoda overrides Shabbos, and Tsaras overrides Avoda? So it means Tsaras is really more chomer than Shabbos. Because Shabbos is at the bottom of the pecking order, then there's Avoda, and then there's Tsaras, because Tsaras overrides Avoda, was overrides Shabbos. How do you know that? Mimai the Tsaras Chomura, Dilma Shabbos Chomura. Shekhen Yeshba Oinsin, Vasoras Harbe. Shabbos has many different chomeras and different things which Tsaras doesn't have. The reason why Tsaras does not override Avoda is a problem. You know what? Theoretically, Tsaras overrides Avoda. It's not because Tsaras is better than the Avera of Tsaras is more significant than the Avera of Shabbos. So if something can override the Avera of Tsaras, Kama Karma can override the Avera of Shabbos. No, maybe the Avera of Shabbos is worse. But Tsaras, I have a problem. The guy's got to be, what am I supposed to do? I don't have a kayin. So over here, I'm in a certain sense, b'shev al tas, I'm not doing a vayra because I have a problem. I don't have a kayin available, which is kosher. Tsaras, besides the vayra, there's also the issue of, is a person considered kosher? Considered, why? Because even if you cut off the tsaras, he still was tummy today. So he goes through the process of tahara. So even if you cut off the tsaras, you don't have a kayin to do the vayra today. So what'd you get? So the reason why Tsaras is Daich Avoida is because I have a problem. I pragmatically, I got a problem. So good. So he said, you know what? So there's no head to cut it off. Do the Avoida because it won't help you anyway. Okay, fine. So it's not because Tsaras. The version's practical, not because it's more Chomer.
Yeah, but they end up having nothing, though. You have no coin. You have
you're right. It's not indicative of the fact that Tsaras is a worse Avoida. It's a problem. Problems are problems. But you're saying if I see Mila can override Avera X, for sure can override Avera Y, because X is worse than Y. Because you see, X stops Avera and Y doesn't stop Avera. No, Shabbos doesn't stop Avera, but Shabbos is more Chomer. So Y doesn't stop Avera. Why does it yes stop Avera? Because it has a problem. It's not indicative of that, it's more significant. We don't have a man which is kosher. Ah, Yomani Mekai Mishmini Yomol Chutz Mishabbos Tamalaymer B'Yom Avilu B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Brisa says, no, there's a drasha B'Yom Avilu B'Shabbos. It's not a Kavach Chaymer. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. Okay. Let us at least start the Rashi's. Mikor Mai Nichalei. Second white, and then the second white line. Why was he comfortable? Lamukay Shmini Dafka Afilu B'Shabbos. Shmini means it must be on Shmini, no matter what, even on Shabbos. B'Dachi Mechal Amosimos and overrides the Yisur B'Mechal Shabbos. It will push that Vera away. Eitzol Shar Malachas. That is applying to other things, not to this. Meizatam Neiru Lekem. Why did he assume that? And then Lubsoiv Keshehipich the Borvi says maybe not. Changed his mind. Bomer Oy Eino maybe not. It's not so. Even Mila, you can't do it. Chilul Shabbos. The Hudafka. That's more rigid. V'dachi Shmini Yimol. It's a Shoyamun. It's the 7th, 8th day. Not today. Do that on other days of the week. Not today.
Why? What was this? My kashya by time arisha. What did he assume originally, and why? Why do they feel that it's problematic now that he doesn't rely on it anymore? He says, "Amamila doicha Shabbos mekavah chermer. He lives mekavah chermer. Tigmar minei lemitzni mechala musimos." So doesn't apply to Mila. It's referring to other things, not to this. Remember, Shmini Dafka Komer of Hilu Yemesh Shabbos. Shmini is specific, explicitly that day. It's a Kavachar. What's the Kavachar? Matzarasha Dechis Avoida. As Harashi Hizira Torah Ala Tzaras Shalom Lokitz Barat. The Torah says, don't you dare cut off that Tzaras. There's an Avera of the Torah is not cutting off the Tzaras. That Avera applies, Kitanya, Yishon Menegah Tzaras, Asora, because it's Baharto, Yakosim Adarba. The Pasuk is warning you may not cut off your Tzaras. Vechmira Tarbat Batzoriz, Ulitchus Avoida, and that overrides Avoida, Kitakamon Bezalchim. The Tumas Mace, Nitchus Bekorban Sivu. If you have a person who's Tomei Mace, and that's all you have available to is Kohanim Shah Tomei, you bring the Korban, see if they're Tumas Mace. You bring the carbon seed.
Who brings it?
The Kayan. Even though Kayan is Tomei, can't do an Avodah, but all you have is Kayan, which are Tomei. The carbon, the carbonus of the Tzibur, the Tomei, the Musaf of Shabbos, are brought. I had a Kayan's Tomei. Tough luck. Tumas Nitzchim at Tzibur. The Tumas, the Isser of Tumas Meis is overridden for the purpose of bringing carbonus for the carbon Tzibur. Again, if there's another carbon available that's not Tomei, you don't use it. If there's no kind available, which is the only kind which you're talking about, it's doyach. But let's say all you have is kind of, all the kind of became mitzrayim. Tough luck, no avoda. Tumah, no. What do you mean, tumah? Avoda, tumah, saras, overrides avoda. You would tell me that's just Pesach. Well, what do you mean? I have an idea. Yalkins Beharta, why don't you cut off your beharis, your nega? V'yachlu pesachim, you'll eat the carbon. A kain yakas barata, that's a kaisos tome. A kain yakas barata, we have it in a kain tome mitzaras, raka hotaharim, kaisos tor, but the kahanim are tome mitzaras. So cut off your beheras and do it. No, you don't say that. So I didn't, so the wing avoider, tsaras overrides avoider. But avoida chimura, he should dech a shabbos between him and musafim, kabana sibir, shizmana kavua, you bring a carbon. Talmud every Shabbos, you bring carbon with every Shabbos. It comes out Yom Tov, you bring the carbon Yom Tov on Shabbos. It's a chilul Shabbos. And Milo Deicha saw as a tzaras. Kitanya, come on, Yomo. The Morris is going to ask, how do you know Milo Deicha tzaras? That's the Morris question later on down the page. But we know that it is. Yomo Bzar Losa, Filim Amalkam Beharis Yakutz, Imalkam Beharis Yiduk. So Milo overrides tzaras. Tzaras overrides the Voda. Voda overrides Shabbos. So we know what's more chomer. So that's why I would think it's Deicha Shabbos. Okay, I'll leave the next end of the Rashi's for tomorrow, for Monday.